Welcome back inside the On Deck Show as we get set for a series opener between the Shuckers and the Clingstones. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Kaylin Nakasi, who's been on a tear since his birthday. Kaylin, appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me with you guys today.
How fun has it been, just the last couple of games for you? You get your first double-A hit in your birthday. You've been having a great run here in the lineup and making some terrific catches in the outfield as well.
I mean, I feel great to be back. Since last year didn't play that much, I'm ready to play this year, to stay healthy the most of the time and do my best.
How much have you enjoyed the outfield as well? I know you made the big diving catch earlier this week on the game ender a couple nights ago. Just what has it been like, not only being healthy but just playing in the field so much?
I was an infield growing up, but I always wanted to play outfield. I like outfield a lot, and just enjoying it in the outfield. Yeah.
What makes the outfield so much fun and a position that you really want to play?
I mean, you got more time to think, more time to, how do you say, like, you can play more relaxed with less intense in the outfield.
When you can make some cool diving catches as well, that has to factor into it, right?
Yeah.
What has it been like moving up here to Double-A with so many guys that you know from last year in Wisconsin, whether it's Jaron DeBerry, whether it's Jesus Madej, Bishop Letson, Manuel Rodriguez, guys who you've known for a couple of years?
I mean, it's awesome. I feel great to play with them. I've been playing with them like since Wisconsin, some of them since Carolina. I mean, it's good. It feels great.
What has it been like then going through this system with guys who you've known for 3, 4, 5 years?
I mean, it's awesome. You build more, how do you say, more connection. The bond gets stronger every time. Yeah, I feel great.
Does it help you feel more relaxed in the clubhouse? Because it is a big jump going up from high A to double A, but I have to feel it's a little less daunting when you're doing it with all your friends.
I mean, yeah, I feel more comfortable with people I know around me. Yeah. I feel better than being around people you don't know. Yeah.
Speaking about Biloxi, it's a little warmer April in the Southern League than in the Midwest League in Wisconsin. How much have you been enjoying the warm weather the last couple weeks?
I like it so much. So last year was my first time ever playing in cold weather. I like it in this weather. Yeah, I like this weather.
I was talking to Tayden Hall about it. He just got called up today, and he was really talking about how cold it was. They were playing through snow flurries and everything. Were you looking at those games being like, man, I'm so happy I'm in double A?
So happy. I couldn't imagine myself being in the cold weather right now.
What was the biggest Midwest League experience for you? You looked out and you just go, what are we doing here?
I mean, in Wisconsin, the cold weather. I can't handle that. I've never been in the cold weather before, so like it was hard for me. It was super hard.
And you're a guy who's had a great path to pro ball. He's taken a couple different steps. You were born in the Netherlands, moved to Curacao, went to high school in Florida. Just how much experience has that given you throughout your baseball career?
I mean, not a lot of people from Curacao been to, I would say, like all those different places, but I feel great. If you look back, it means like you've been working hard since then, trying to make a way out with baseball. Yeah, I feel great.
What was it like going from Curacao to Florida from high school? Because that is a pretty big jump.
Yeah, it was at the beginning. It was kind of tough a little bit, but I like, how you say it? I like experience something new every time, yeah.
What were some of the new things that sort of blew you away when you first moved to America? Was it the food? Was it the culture? Was it the music?
I mean, it was more like the school that has baseball, because back home we have academy. We didn't go from school after school to baseball. We had our like different schools and different baseball teams.
What was it like doing that academy life in Curacao? Because your family plays a big part in that, right?
Yeah, so my grandparents had a baseball academy, so I grew up playing baseball since young with them, growing up in the same team, yeah. It feels great.
What was it like growing up in Curacao playing baseball? Because there are so many great players that have come from Curacao. Didi Gregorius is sort of the one that jumps off the map. But what was it like looking up to those guys who had a bit of a similar path to you?
How do I say, like, seeing all those players from a young age, seeing them playing the MLB, it gave you more, how do you say, like, more, it wants you to play it better so you can be like them when you grow up.
Did you ever get a chance to meet any of them playing in the academy growing up?
Yeah, I'm at all of them. Kind of all of them. Most of them plays in my grandparents' academy too. My grandpa's academy too.
Who was your favorite one of them all?
My favorite one growing up was Ozzy Albies. The way he hit. Yeah.
It's not a bad place to be. How fun is it then to be playing in the Southern League, a league where he played very, very well in?
Trying to do the same that he did. Yeah, to be consistent like him. To play, how is it, like, have fun in the game, do my best, and hope everything work out for me.
Speaking of Curaçao, they're in the World Cup for the first time ever. I know you're a big soccer guy. How excited are you to watch Curaçao in the World Cup this summer?
I mean, excited, though. It's really, I would say, like, I'll be there watching on TV all the games to see how they do. I hope they go well. I mean, it's the first time ever. New experience. We just got to have fun. That's it.
What was the reaction like when Curaçao qualified? Because it was not the normal qualification. It went down to the final day. There were a lot of moving parts. What was the emotion like when you were watching him and you realized, well, hey, this team's going to the World Cup?
It was awesome. Like, after it happened, we went, like, when they came back to Curaçao, it was like a big, big party. Like, everybody welcomed the team. Everybody was happy that day. I didn't see nobody that was angry that day. Everybody was super happy.
Have you got a jersey? Are you going to wear it to the ballpark during the World Cup?
I have a jersey with me. Yeah, I have a jersey. I'm waiting to the World Cup so I can wear it.
There we go. We're looking forward to it. Kalen, appreciate the time. Great having you here in Biloxi.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Yeah.
We're back after this in the On Deck Show.